The weather continues its change with today's Accent on Agriculture. Hello again, everyone. I'm Lee Maddox. For years, scientists and researchers, and for that matter, the folks down at the local store, have been talking about the weather. And here in Tennessee, over the past year, it's been all about the weather extremes. Last week, during the American Farm Bureau Convention, one of the breakout sessions was held on climate change, and Bill Hohenstein is director of the Ag Department's Global Change Program Office.
Well, there are differences between weather and climate, and you can't look at any one year or any one region and say anything about what's happening globally with regard to climate change. You really need to be looking globally at global average temperatures, at temperatures within large regions, but then also over a longer period of time than just 1 year or 5 years or even 10 years.
Hohenstein says globally average temperatures have increased 1 degree over the past century, but just in the Arctic region last year, temperatures increased 4 degrees. And he told farmers at the policy level, the question is not whether climate change is occurring. The debate is going to be over what to do about it.
We've actually been studying this issue within the department for the past 17 years. We issued a report in 2000 that looked at the impacts comprehensively within the U.S., and we're going to do an update of that this year. We're releasing a report in March.
Hohenstein says policies are coming that will affect farmers and everyone over regulations regarding greenhouse gas emissions.
I think farmers have a tremendous ability to adapt. You know, because you're planting crops every year, you can look at what crops you're going to plant, how you're going to plant them, and your cropping systems. If you're looking at long-term systems like long-term investments in animal agriculture or planting forests, where you're going to have a capital investment that's going to be in place for 20, 40, 50 years, you need to be thinking about, well, how is this going to play out if there is some warming or if there are changes in water availability? And so we don't have the information that we can give to farmers to say, this is what you're going to expect over the next 20, 40, 50 years in your particular location.
Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.